Robert Griffin III hasn't run at all. He hasn't done any of the design runs. They haven't shown much. So how do you prep for him? What are you watching?
It's a little bit of a guessing game, but we have gone back and looked at him and what he did at Baylor. I mean, you can see he's athletic. We had to be a little bit creative with some of the plays we ran this week, but we certainly anticipate that he's going to run the football a little bit.
Who does he remind you of from a skill set?
You know, it's funny. There was a we had played Washington when I was in St. Louis, actually all 3 years, but Donovan McNabb was there in 2010, and I still got a lot of respect for Donovan. He certainly wasn't the same in 2010 as he was when we had him in 01, but There's a similarity there, and that's probably the one I'm most familiar with. And I say, and that's a big time compliment to both of them, really, because they're both really athletic.
And with McNabb and obviously with Robert, the big threat is don't forget that the guy can throw the ball down the field once he leaves the pocket.
Yeah, and Donovan proved that over a number of years, but certainly this guy can throw it. I mean, he's shown that in preseason. They've had him throwing the ball quite a bit, and he's got a strong arm. You knew that coming out. I don't think anybody doubts that he's got a strong arm.
Is there anything you could learn from the preseason about him? Did they show anything?
Well, no. I mean, I kept it simple, just like a lot of people did. I'm sure a lot of the movement, they ran movement passes, you know, boots, nakeds, we call them. A lot of play action. So I don't. That's always been Coach Shanahan. All of that stuff looked familiar from times that we've coached against them. So I'm sure the package is what it is. But I guarantee you, and this is what you're alluding to, there's going to be some wrinkles in there that have not shown up on film yet.
As far as that linebacker, I know a lot of, you know, Curtis and Hawthorne have missed some time. I mean, how comfortable do you feel with these guys?
Yeah. Well, certainly in a new system, there's concern there, but both these guys are pros. They've stayed on top of it. They've got a number of reps this week. We're not sure where we're at. Every day it's with the trainers, with Scotty deciding, you know, how do they feel after day one, after day two, after day three. So we'll see where we're at on Sunday.
And then, I mean, you know, more than likely you won't have Will Smith unless something drastically changes in the course. And I know you've been preparing for that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that group without him?
Well, I think Bill and Travis do a good job with those guys. And like you say, we've known about this one, so it's not something that's caught us off guard. But there are guys there that have been prepping. It's good to have Turk McBride back. You know, for a while there, he was hurt. Tom Johnson, having back, it all helps. I mean, I think it, you know, you say there's outside guys and inside guys, but having guys in all four spots is helpful. So
along that defensive front, how would you judge their success, the starting defensive
side? Ask that again?
Along the defensive front, how would you judge their success?
By whether we win the game or not. I'm kidding when I say that, but the bottom line is winning the football game. It'll be on a lot of, like every game is. I mean, defensively, and the D-line knows this, you know, you stop the run first. They got to help us on play-action passes because the guy can get out of the pocket and extend it down. There's a challenge here for the defensive line, no question. With the run scheme that they have, if we're not good on the perimeter, I'm talking about defensive ends, you know, we'll struggle. So I think they know what they're up against. I think they know what the challenge is going to be like. So we'll find out at the end of the game if they've lived up to it.
When along those lines of being a quarterback who can run but still throw, when Cam Newton came out last year and threw for over 400 yards both of his first two games, I mean, was any of that, do you think, an element surprise of a team saying, let's not let this guy beat us with his legs? I mean, is that?
I can see. I mean, it's a good point. It's a good point. I don't know anything about that particular
right.
game. I don't even know how they played, but I could see that happen. You focus too much on one thing, they beat you in another phase. I mean, we've got to play this game and do what we do well, I think, more so than worry about what they're going to do. I've always said this about first games in the NFL and first games in any season. It's the game within the game that's going to be more important. There are things, we've already said it, that they're going to run that we haven't seen. Hopefully we have a couple of things that we'll run that they haven't seen. So within it, there's going to be some adjusting, and if we do it pretty well, we'll have some success.
Is there more made out of this running athletic quarterback now than, you know, 10 years ago maybe? But now, and Curtis Lofton and Cam Jordan said they both saw running quarterbacks in college and are used to chasing guys down now.
Yeah, I think it creates a whole new dynamic from the standpoint of defending them. So I think it is challenging, and I think guys around the league, you certainly see it in colleges with quarterbacks running it and all the throwing that they do.
I guess their defense is more used to it now that they've seen it over and over these days.
Because there's a lot of quarterbacks in here that can do it. It probably makes sense. You know, it's like when you used to play against the wing T teams when I was coaching in college. If you saw more wing T teams, you got better at it. So maybe there's some truth to that. You know what I'm talking about when I say wing T, Pete?
I hear you.
Yeah, that's a Northeast deal Pete and I are familiar with. Delaware wing T.
When did you actually start studying Robert?
Well, way back when the schedule came out, and obviously we knew, I mean, we knew we were playing them, but we were knee-deep in just getting our defense put in early. But then certainly the focus went to Washington because it was the opening game as soon as the schedules came out.
Is there a lot of holdover from stuff maybe when you were scouting him, even coming out of college, that you were about to do a job from memory, you remember that, okay, maybe, you know, I can see that he did this, or how much of that comes back to you?
Well, the one thing we're trying to predict here is, will they have him doing things that he did in college? Now, that's not showing up in preseason games right now. I was going to say something, but I'm going to stay away from it, Pete, so I don't get myself in trouble. But there's a little bit of unknown. And like I say, within the game, we're going to have to make adjustments.
What is it? Is that fun? Does that
yeah, it is. It's a challenge now. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It'd be nice to know exactly what they were going to do and work on it all week, but we're going to have to do some in-game adjustments. I'm sure Pete will tell you the same thing. There's going to be some things they do on defense. They're going to be adjusting on the sideline. We're going to be doing the same thing. And hopefully we've got enough of a foundation defensively that we can go to things that we need to take away whatever they're doing. But sometimes you can't take away some of the things those rare athletes can do. So we're going to make a couple of big plays.
Before you can fix a problem, usually you have to figure out what it was. That being said, do you have a sense for what was missing from last year's team that you hope you have this year on the defense when it comes to being ball hogs?
I honestly haven't gone there. All we've worried about is what we're building here. We're not looking backwards, and we're just hopeful that we can function in the system we have now and do it effectively, quite honestly.
How do you hope to be a little more optimistic? How do you hope to increase that interception number?
I'm not focused on interceptions. We talk about turnovers. It's any way we can get the ball back to Pete and Drew and let them do their thing. That's what we'll do. If it's three and out and get them the punt ball, that's good too. We'd love to have interceptions and turnovers, and that's the number one stat in the NFL. Everybody's heard it. That correlates most to winning football games, so we focus on it. But I think there's a lot more to playing good defense and helping the team win. I mean, first and foremost, it's limit the points allowed. Defensively, it's all about limiting the points allowed. However you do that, to me, doesn't matter how you get it done. If you can keep it at a minimum, hopefully we'll score enough points to win.
Understanding that personnel dictates some things, like maybe with the Giants, you could just, that front allowed you to just rush for.
Uh-huh.
How much of this team right now is your defense and what you want to see?
Well, nothing's mine. I'll be honest, we don't use that word. We got a group of guys here, players and coaches, that are trying to put something together. So what's exciting about it is we'll find out where we're at. You find out a certain amount of where your team is and where you are in the phases in the preseason games, but there's a whole nother learning curve from coaches' standpoints, everybody's standpoint, when you get into the regular season. It's a different speed. We'll know a lot about our football team and this defense after this game, and then hopefully whatever jump we need to take from game one to game two, we take.
Coach Shanahan brought in concert-style speakers to try to replicate the noise. Does it really make a difference to your defense? Does your defense really have an asset in your Subaru?
Well, I haven't been here, so I think the guys would tell you that, but I will tell you this. It's challenging being on defense in this dome because that's when it gets loud, and there's a lot of communication that we have to function with in the game. So we worked on noise, too. I'd be curious to know who had the loudest speakers, Pete. Them in Washington or us here. But it is something you have to be concerned with, and we functioned in practice with some noise as well.